This is WSKG News. The micro-housing trend is coming to Ithaca. WSKG's Monica Sandreski headed downtown to take a look.
Maybe you've seen the show Tiny House Hunters on HGTV.
Across the nation, people are going small, really small.
These are so cute.
Well, now the movement toward minimalist living is hitting Ithaca. At the east end of the Commons on Route 79, developer Frost Travis is constructing a few floors of micro-apartments. Each one is about 400 square feet. Picture a main room with your stovetop next to your kitchen sink, next to your desk, next to your wardrobe, next to your bed, with a spacious bathroom off to one side. Travis says he got the idea when he was living in a residence in Munich.
Everything was built in, so we're not going quite that far back to the future, but we are trying to keep a very sleek and Scandinavian look to the design.
Scandinavian indeed. It's pre-furnished, like a dorm room decorated by IKEA. Travis hopes it'll be a crash pad for young professionals and grad students who live most of their life outside these four walls. Micro apartments are mainly popping up in big metropolises where rent is high and space is limited. And though Ithaca is small, rent is expensive. These apartments run $1,300 a month, and that's on the lower end of Ithaca rent. The city's Economic Development Department hopes these micro-apartments, along with other housing projects, will free up single-family homes for commuters to move into. Not everyone's convinced of that.
The only way that's likely to happen is if the price of single-family homes go up a lot, and the price of these apartments is pretty low.
That's Susan Sagert. She teaches environmental psychology at the City University of New York.
Because otherwise, if they already have these single-family home access, it's just going to be more comfortable and pleasant.
But she says it could work for solo tenants if it's temporary. Elena Gonzalez lives on her own in Ithaca now and says that would fit in with her personal philosophy.
I always try to minimize as I move from one place to the next one. I could endeavor to do that. I don't know if it would actually be a realistic way for me to live, though.
She says she just really likes some of her stuff. The developer, Frost Travis, says he's already signed 5 leases for people to move in this summer. There's room enough for about 35 people. The city is working on a housing study, too. Another developer plans to build micro apartments in College Town. Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.